Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. In John chapter 5, there is the story of Jesus healing a man who had been disabled, unable to walk for 38 long years. But rather than praising Jesus for the healing of this man, the Jewish leaders of the day, who witnessed the miracle, began to condemn Jesus for healing on the Sabbath day. Instead of celebrating what Jesus did for this poor man, they objected to the healing because of the day of the week it took place. Instead of being happy for the man who could not walk after almost four decades of being unable to walk, they found fault in the manner by which Jesus performed the miraculous healing. It's really pretty twisted logic and reasoning. But you know, it's easy for us to read this story and say, man, those leaders had it all wrong. How on earth could they not see what Jesus was doing? We might claim we would never respond in such a manner. But think about this. Are there not times in our lives when we too have lost sight of what's important? Aren't we also sometimes like those Jewish leaders 2,000 years ago? We get caught up in how we think or want Jesus to act and lose sight of what he has done for us. Is it possible that we can miss out on recognizing what Jesus has done for us in the past because it didn't look like what we thought it should look like? Is it possible not to see something Jesus is doing for us right now because we are looking for something else? Again, is it possible we are not seeing the forest for the trees, as they say, when it comes to God's involvement in our lives? And is it possible that we fail to see the, quote, small miracles Jesus performs in our lives because we are too blind to see them? Now, brethren, when it comes to the way of salvation, sadly, don't we often try to make things harder than they really need to be? Later in chapter 5, Jesus made this simple proclamation. He said, I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. Brethren, isn't this a simple but wonderful message from Jesus? Just listen to him and believe, and you'll have eternal life? Let us pray. Father God, thank you for loving us and always providing for our needs. Help us know that your ways do not always look like ours, and let us trust that you are in control. In Jesus' name, amen.